including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leacon Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in .org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Come join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Welcome back to TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida. Spencer Smith back with you here for the series finale beneath mostly sunny skies here at TD Ballpark. And on the mound taking his warm-up tosses for the Blue Jays is right-hander Nick Frasso, Southern California native and a fourth-round pick in 2020 by the Jays out of Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. He brings some filthy stuff to the mound, a fastball mid to upper 90s, touches as high as 97-98, also brings a curveball, it's his best secondary pitch, and a changeup that remains a work in progress. He was born in Torrance, hometown is Rancho Palos Verdes. His dad, Vincent, played baseball at El Camino College and at Long Beach State, so baseball very much runs in the Frasso family. And Frasso trying to put together a healthy season here in 2022 after having an injury-marred rookie campaign last year. The Marauders did see him very briefly, but got very limited looks at him. And now as Frasso appears to be throwing his final warm-up toss, we get a look at Tucupita Marcano, leading off for the Marauders today on Major League Rehab assignment from the Buccos. Marcano, about a week and a half on the COVID IL. He's wearing that black Marauders jersey. Gold outline number 10 on the back of it. Marauders in the black alternate tops with the gray pants. The Blue Jays in the blue jerseys and the white pants. Looks very much like a spring training game here. blue jerseys for the Blue Jays and the black jerseys for the Marauders. So Marcano steps in, left-handed batter from Venezuela. Here's the windup in the game's first pitch from Nick Frasso. It is a fastball high and outside. We're underway at 12.03 p.m. 87 degrees, partly cloudy here in Dunedin. Barely a breeze to speak of. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Marcano swings and lifts a fly ball shallow center. Center fielder Brown hustling in. He makes the call and makes the catch on the run. Losing his hat on the run. And Tucapina Marcano retired. One away. Let's meet the Blue Jays defense. Outfield left to right. Roque Salinas, Dazan Brown, Amel Bronzobon. Around the infield left to right, Angel Del Rosario playing third base. Raquelby Nicastro at short. Esteban Machado, the second baseman. Adriel Sotolongo at first base. Jomar Hernandez, the catcher. First pitch to Jace Bowen. Swung on, whacked foul on the ground down the third base line. Marauders in search of a series win. They would get one with a victory today, and it would be their first series win in a couple of months. It has been all too long for this team. Since then, it has been all series losses or splits. Now Frasso, the windup in the 0-1. Bowen takes a breaking ball outside. So there is that slider from Frasso coming in at 83 miles per hour. Glove in front of his face. The tall right-hander winds up and deals. Bowen swings and lines one softly down the right field line. Foul. Hits still coming by the bunches for Jace Bowen. Got a hit in both ends of last night's doubleheader, including a game-tying pinch-hit RBI single in the first game. He's now hit safely in 11 straight and 19 of his last 20. The 1-2. Fastball. A little too high for ball two. The Blue Jays. And unsurprisingly, the call overturned strike three. The Blue Jays were looking totally miffed. That fastball appeared to be middle-middle. Wasn't called a strike, and so overturned into strike three. Bowen goes down. Two away from the Marauders here in the first. Sung Che Chang batting in the three slot in the order today. Digs in from the left side. Frasso winds and offers. Pitches a little high and outside. In case you didn't get the clue already, the challenge system is in place today. With plate umpire Trey Ward calling the balls and strikes. Pitch swung on, fouled back by Chang. Count one ball and one strike. Frasso has some projectability. 6'5", 200 pounds, 23 years old. His windup. 1-1 offering. Swing and a ball driven foul out of play, third base side. We mentioned the extraordinary strikeout rate through six starts for Frasso on the year, 35 of them. Over 21 and two-thirds innings, meanwhile walking only seven. Here he is with 1-2 to Chang. Taken high, fastball. Chang thought about it, kept the bat back, though. 2-2. And fastball cranked up to 97 by Frasso. Chang awaits the 2-2. Here it is. Swing and a ball fouled off. Gets just a piece of it. That ball ricochets back down towards Jomar Hernandez, the catcher. Blue Jays today, looking at things from their angle, they're at risk of their third straight series loss. They're coming off back-to-back series L's. Last week, dropping a series to Jupiter. 2-2 on its way again. Chang swings and lifts this one to left field, fairly deep. Salinas back, sprinting back toward the warning track, and on the back pedal, he makes the catch on the near edge of the warning track, and the Marauders go in order here in the first. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Scoreless early on here in Dunedin. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Hey, Marauders fans! Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
We welcome you back inside TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida. Hope you're enjoying a little baseball with your brunch this morning or early afternoon, wherever you may be listening from. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Marauders nothing, Blue Jays nothing. And getting the starting knock for Bradenton here in the series finale, left-hander Luis Peralta, 21-year-old from Moca in the Dominican Republic, is making his first appearance in a little over a month. We last saw him in live game action May the 24th against Fort Myers. Didn't last long, hit the showers early after an inning and a third worth of work. So he has just been activated off the development list in time for today's start. He will face Desaun Brown, speedy center fielder for the Blue Jays. Wind up in the pitch by the left-hander. Brown shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a fastball strike. Fastball, curveball, and changeup featured in the mix by Peralta. 5'11", 170 pounds. Southpaw winds and deals. 0-1 pitch low and outside. We got our first introduction to Mr. Peralta. Made his single-A debut here on opening weekend. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled back behind home plate. Peralta on the second game of the season. Saturday, April 9th, pitched a scoreless ninth inning, finishing off a 12-4 Marauders win. Walked the leadoff man, struck out the next three in order. The 1-2. Desaun Brown has that pitch go behind him. That's ball two. Breaking ball slipped out of Peralta's fingers. Desaun Brown batting 256 in 22 games. 2-2 coming. Swung on, grounded hard, past the diving first baseman Dixon into right field for a base hit. So the Blue Jays have good wheels on the bases, and let's meet the Marauders' defense now. In the outfield from left to right, it's Angel Basabe, Josiah Dixon, and Randy Romero. On the infield, Davies Nadal gets the start at third base today. Sungche Cheng at shortstop. The rehabber Tucapita Marcano playing second base. Brendan Nixon playing first base, and the catcher is Wyatt Hendry. So right from the get-go, some noise on the base paths for the Blue Jays. Peralta comes set. Kicks his leg and deals to Adrian Pinto, who takes high and inside, almost hitting him in the chest. Good on-base percentage for Pinto, 370 OBP. Almost as many walks as strikeouts for him. The 1-0 pitch, too high for ball two. Not a sharp start here for Peralta. 22 walks, 30 strikeouts for Pinto at the plate this year. He's also been hit by 10 pitches. That leads the team. Peralta's 2-0 pitch. Fastball, just a little high, three balls and no strikes. Pinto, limited strike zone for opposing pitchers to work with. He stands only 5'6" from the right side. The 3-0 pitch is a high strike called. 3-1, Pinto was flashing bunt right before that pitch came. More of a distraction tactic than anything. Not one that you see in the professional game very much, frankly. Peralta deals the 3-1. That is over the outside corner. A late strike two called. Pinto wants to challenge it. Trey Ward turns to the booth. Or overturn, I should say.
Overturned. The result is a walk.
A leadoff single followed by a walk. Let's and right away, some trouble for Luis Peralta. That'll bring up Roque Salinas. Nuevo Laredo, Mexico native. Just 19 years of age. Salinas 5'7", 180 pounds from the left side. A lot of muscle. First and second for him, nobody out. The pitch, he shows bunt, takes a breaking ball for a strike. Didn't think that was a good pitch to go for. Ended up right at the knees and on the outside corner, though. Desaun Brown on second base. Adrian Pinto on first. Both men with blazing speed. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a high chopper toward first. Brandon Dixon waits back on it. Flip to Peralta. In time to get the out on Salinas. Runners up to second and third base on that play.
First baseman, number 22, Adriel Soto Longo.
Here's Adriel Soto Longo, and this man has dominated Marauders pitching this season. 10 games against Bradenton, he is batting 412 with 10 runs batted in. And he has a big opportunity here. Second and third, only one away for the home team. No score, bottom of the first inning with the Blue Jays mounting a massive threat. Peralta steps off the rubber. Fourth season as a professional for Luis Peralta. He kicks and deals. Soto Longo takes a backdoor breaking ball for a strike. Good-looking curveball from Peralta. Soto Longo riding a five-game hit streak, bumping up that batting average to 250. Here's the 0-1. And he swings and misses, chasing the high heater. Peralta is a guy who can throw that fastball up and get away with it. He can get some swings and misses off of it. Certainly brings the gas, especially for a left-hander. 14 pitches for him here in the first inning. Only one away. Longo, that's a breaking ball in there for strike three at the knees. Huge strikeout for round number two here in the first inning on a beautifully located breaking ball by Peralta.
Second baseman, number 14, Esteban Machado.
Got to get through Esteban Machado, though. Switch hitter can be a tough out. Scrappy guy from the right side facing the left-hander. Dasan Brown on third base. Adrian Pinto on second. Blue Jays still threatening to score first. Here's the pitch by Peralta. Machado takes a fastball strike on the inside corner. Some improvements here mid-inning for Luis Peralta. Locating better over these past couple of at-bats. The 0-1. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss for strike two. Had him way in front of the curve. Wyatt Hendry, trustworthy catcher defensively. If Peralta needs to waste one in the dirt, he can with that runner on third base. Hendry's proven fantastic at blocking balls in the dirt. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, check, swing. Yes, he went around. Strike three, inning over. And the Jays leave men stranded on second and third here in a scoreless first inning. Good stuff from Luis Peralta. And it's a scoreless game as we head to the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items. For app or information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders nothing, Blue Jays nothing after one inning of play here at TD Ballpark. Brendan Dixon to lead off the second for the Marauders. Tall, lanky right-hander Nick Frasso into his windup in the pitch to Dixon. He swings and misses at a breaking pitch in the dirt. Nasty slider from Frasso. We've seen a couple of them already. Frasso threw 12 pitches in the first inning, 3 up and 3 down for Bradenton. Here he is with the 0-1. Breaking ball again, low and outside, Dixon takes. 230 batting average on the season for Dixon, but a 351 on base percentage. Team leading 37 walks. The 1-1. Breaking ball swung on line to third base. That's caught and thrown to first base by Del Rosario. A little confusion there as to whether he caught it on the fly. But Dixon thrown out by a wide margin at first base anyway, so it becomes somewhat of a moot point. On plate umpire Trey Wars signaled immediately that safe signal indicating that Del Rosario had trapped it, but Del Rosario was quick to hold the glove up as if he had caught it on the fly, and that's certainly what it looked like he did. Either way, the result is the same. Dixon is out. Here's the pitch to Davies Nadal, next hitter. He takes a fastball strike. All showing bunt, stabs at it and misses. Went after that low pitch and couldn't connect. Nadal's made the most of his 17 hits in the season, playing in 22 games for the Marauders. Eight of his 17 hits have gone for extra bases, and that's a big testament to his speed, stretching a lot of singles into doubles. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Down he goes on a high heater at 96 from Frasso. Strike three, and that's five up and five down for Marauders bats.
Center fielder, number 35,
Josiah Dixon to the plate now. Two outs, bases empty. Marauders looking for their first base runner of the afternoon. Dixon choked up an inch on the bat handle. The pitch, he swings through a breaking ball. Solid start for Dixon in his first five games as a Marauder this year. Hitting safely in each of them, he's batting 412. In that short period, 0-1 pitch, slider spins outside. Dixon holding up on the check swing. Open stance from the right side by Dixon. He now looks at a fastball strike. That's 1-2. Frasso briefly journeying around the back of the mound. Now quickly into his windup. 1-2 coming. Slider low and outside. Wasted it. Dixon not going for it. Marauders winning three of the first five games of the series. A chance at a series win here in this afternoon finale. 2-2 coming from Frasso. Fastball paints the black on the outside corner. Strike three, and the inning is over in the blink of an eye. Marauders go quickly here in the second. Round to the bottom half. No score here in Dunedin. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. A third for our Independence Day celebration, presented by LECOM. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at LECOM Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Peralta back for the second inning on the mound for the Marauders. A rocky start to the first inning, but a solid finish to the frame. Peralta strides on top of the mound, and there is a baseball loose out in left field. Basabe throws it over the wall to his teammates in the Marauders' bullpen. Jaume Hernandez swings at the first pitch from Peralta, pops it foul out of play off on the third base side. 0-1 the count. Peralta allowed a leadoff single, followed by a walk in the first inning. But a ground out and two straight strikeouts took care of the side, stranded two in scoring position. The 0-1, Hernandez swings big and foul tips it into Hendry's mitt. No balls and two strikes. 20 pitches so far by Peralta, 14 for strikes. Here he is with the 0-2 offering. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, and Peralta snags it. He underhand flips to Dixon at first base. What a play by Luis Peralta. Numbers on his back, facing home plate. Sticks out the glove and somehow naps that grounder back to the dump. One down for Riquelbin DeCastro, Blue Jays number 27 prospect, according to Baseball America. The pitch swings and misses for strike one. This Blue Jays offense has an aggressive approach. Doesn't always pay off for them, though. It is very much a free-swinging bunch. Wind up and the 0-1. That's too high to DeCastro. Fastball at 90 for ball one. Almost day and night comparing this team and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Latter a much more disciplined and picky team offensively. Next one just outside off the plate. Close, 2-1. A lot more free swingers. These Blue Jays will strike out a fair amount. Here's the 2-1 offering. Swing and a miss by DeCastro. Couldn't catch up to that fastball up in the zone. That's 2-2. Tough season offensively for DeCastro, marred by injury, playing in 26 games, hitting 163. The 2-2. Breaking ball, check, swing by DeCastro. Did he go? Yes, he did. Chad Westlake down the first baseline rings him up on the check swing, and DeCastro did not like that call. Tough to blame him. DeCastro really thought he held up. That brings up Amel Brazoban. Strong-armed and speedy right fielder for the Jays, batting eighth in the order. He goes after the first pitch and flies it to left field. Angel Basabe, sunglasses on, trotting in, has a beat on it and makes the one-handed catch. Three up and three down go the Blue Jays here in the second. We speed along to the third. No score in Dunedin. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
This afternoon's game starting to look eerily similar to the couple of games we played last night. Neither team budging for the first couple of innings. Angel Basabe leads off the third for Bradenton, and he takes the first pitch low from right-hander Nick Frasso for ball one. Frasso, the Southern California native, looking good through his first two innings, going six up and six down, striking out three. The 1-0, Basabe swings in, pops one a mile high into shallow right field. Second baseman out, Machado waving for it, and he makes the catch two-handed. Basabe retired, one away.
Catcher number six.
So the Marauders are about to finish their first trip through the order and still in search of their first base runner of the game. Wyatt Hendry will look to turn that around. 33 games played for Hendry. Missed a few weeks on the injured list a few weeks ago. Pitches a fastball from Frasso, just outside ball. Hit in the back of the neck by a pitch at Lecom Park earlier this season. Missed a few weeks as a result. The 1-0 pitch. Hendry swings and fouls it back. Looking decent ever since his return. He's collected a handful of base hits and has continued to show excellent progress defensively. Strong, accurate throwing arm from behind the dish. Knocking down pitches in the dirt. Working well with the Marauders pitching staff. 1-1 from Frasso. Hendry swings and misses. Tried to go after the fastball up and just missed it. It was a pretty easy 96 miles per hour from Nick Frasso. Here he is with the 1-2. Fastball low and outside, hitting 98 that time. Wow. This kid's got a live arm. 2-2 on Hendry. One out, base is empty. Randy Romero waits on deck. Now the 2-2 from the tall right-hander. Fastball swung on, foul back. Good job by Hendry, staying alive. That ball bounces off the screen, rolls right back to plate umpire Trey Ward, who picks it up. Mostly blue skies with fluffy white clouds scattered throughout here on this warm afternoon. The 2-2 again is taken low and outside. Slider missed, and it's 3-2 on Wyatt Hendry. Hendry tapping the outside corner of the plate with that red-barreled bat. Circling it over his right shoulder, waiting. The 3-2 taken outside corner for strike three, and Hendry turns around and heads back to the dugout. Decides not to try and challenge it.
Right fielder, number
Nick Frasso, already up to four strikeouts here in the third inning. Now it's Randy Romero looking to put something in play. Wednesday night, a season-high 3 hits for Randy and a Marauders win. The pitch takes under the hands for ball one. No runs, no hits for the Marauders. No runs, one hit for the Blue Jays. 1-0 pitch. Fastball down the middle for a strike. Frasso working into a nice rhythm. Glove in front of his face, shakes off one signal. Now the full windup and 1-1 toss, low and outside. Coming into this season, 3 minor league seasons for Romero, 63 steals and 70 attempts, has 5 steals now this year. The 2-1 pitch. He swings and drives this one down the right field line, slicing out of play. So with Romero perfect, 5-for-5 on the base path this season. That pushes his career numbers to 68 of 75 career in stolen bases. He would like to try and get on base a little bit more regularly for the Marauders, fully utilize that speed. Frasso steps off the rubber, and he's been called on a pitch clock violation, and Frasso is pointing back to Trey Ward, and I think he was saying he thought time was called. But the count goes to full on the automatic ball. Romero gets the 3-2 pitch now from the right-hander. Romero takes outside for ball four. So we'll see if the Marauders can take advantage of that little break. It'll be Tucupita Marcano for his second at-bat.
Second baseman, number 10, Tucupita Marcano.
Rehabbing Pirate, who has split the season between the big leagues and Double-A Altoona. Led off this game with a flyout to shallow center. 22-year-old takes the first pitch low and inside from Frasso. Ball one. Marcano, younger than a handful of men on this Marauders roster and also on the Blue Jays roster. Timeout called, and the catcher, Jomar Hernandez, out for a talk with Frasso. Marcano coming to the Pirates organization last July from San Diego in the Adam Frazier deal. Also coming alongside Jack Suwinski, who has been tearing it up in the big leagues, making a good case for NL Rookie of the Year potentially. Of course, that depends on what O'Neill Cruz is able to do the rest of the season now that he's been called back up. Here's a pickoff to first by Frasso. That gets away from the first baseman. Randy Romero is going to take second base. Field down the line. Second baseman Machado flags it down. So that errant pickoff throw from Nick Frasso allows Randy Romero to scamper up to second base. The Marauders now with a man in scoring position. Frasso looking in for the sign. Now hands together the belt. The 1-0 pitch. Taken at the knees for strike one. Oh, tough call on Marcano there. Two-out walk drawn by Randy Romero, the first base runner of the afternoon for Bradenton. Now will be a good time for that first hit for the team. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Marcano out in front of the off-speed. Frasso changing speeds nicely, mixing his pitches well. Sitting at 40 pitches with two outs in this third inning. No score, TD Ballpark. Generous leadoff second base by Romero. Here's Frasso's 1-2. Marcano lays off the high heater for ball two. Frasso doing a little bit of a 180 on the mound. Turning his back toward home plate. Not satisfied with the result. Two balls and two strikes. Marcano, the left-handed hitter. Wings settled in the box, focusing, waiting for Frasso to come set. Now Marcano calls time. And a reminder for our listeners, the Major League rehabbers that play in these Florida State League games are not subject to the pitch clock rules. Marcano being given all the time he needs between pitches. 2-2, swing and a miss, and down he goes, strike three. Frasso with a 96-mile-per-hour fastball, inning over. We head to the bottom of the third here in Dunedin. Still no score. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding tour. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Underway in the bottom of the third inning here in Dunedin. Angel Del Rosario batting for the Blue Jays. He swings and grounds one hard to the shortstop, Chang. Scoops it up, throws to first in time. One away. We missed a first pitch strike there from Luis Peralta. So a two-pitch ground out to short opens up the bottom of the third inning.
Center fielder, number 3, Dasan Brown.
The Marauders and the Blue Jays are scoreless as we make our way back to the top of the order for Dunedin. Leadoff man Dasan Brown led off with a single in the first inning. Wind up by the left-hander Peralta and the offering, low and outside a ball. Third Milwaukee Brewers right-hander Freddie Peralta, 21 years of age from Moca in the Dominican Republic, signed with the Pirates in 2017. The 1-0, fastball high. Debut season that summer, 2017, Peralta pitched in the DSL. Spent time in the DSL also 2019. Swinging a bouncing ball, pulled foul. Apologies, debut season as a pro in 2018 for Peralta, not 17. 17 is when he signed. Count 2-1 on Dasan Brown from the left-hander. The pitch. Brown takes on the outside corner, strike two. Nice location on the fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Peralta winds and deals. 2-2 pitch at the knees for strike three. Good stuff from Peralta, who picks up his fourth strikeout. He's now retired 8 in a row.
Now batting number 24, Adrian.
This
Pinto.
Is Luis Peralta at his finest. Adrian Pinto bats next. Drew a walk in his first plate appearance. The pitch by the southpaw. Pinto shows bunt, pops it up, first base side. It bounces fair, and it rolls. Foul! The Marauders catch a big break. Peralta closed in on that ball quickly, out of his reach on the fly. And that ball almost came to a complete stop along the chalk line, but Peralta and Wyatt Hendry both wisely waited that extra long couple of seconds. That ball just barely rolled foul onto the opposite side of the line. So Adrian Pinto, a narrowly unsuccessful bunt base hit attempt, comes back to home plate. Taking a breath, resetting himself. Now digs back into the right-handed batter's box. the windup. And the 0-1 pitch from Peralta. There's a swing and a pop-up out of play first base side. We've got a few more clouds rolling in up against these blue skies. Mostly fluffy and white, harmless. A little bit of light gray going on. Shouldn't be too big of a concern. 0-2. Swing and a foul tip. Hendry hangs on. Strike three. Luis Pereira, and he has struck out four today. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leacom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Leacom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders and the Blue Jays had a scoreless standoff as we continue on in this afternoon's game. Top of the fourth inning, Jace Bowen leads off. Down, he was able to hold up for the appeal down the line by the Blue Jays. 11-game hit streak for Bowen. Marauders still searching for their first hit of this afternoon's ballgame. The 1-0 pitch. Bowen swings and lines it to left field for a base hit. As if on cue, Jace Bowen lacing that ball into left for the Marauders' first hit. And a 12-game hit streak for Jace Bowen, who has now hit safely in 20 of his last 21 games. Remarkable season for Bowen. That brings up Sung Che Chang. Marauders now trying to put a run onto the board. Some action in the Bradenton bullpen. That appears to be the left-hander ULB's Reyes tossing. Time called here as Jace Bowen was strapping that hand protector onto his left hand. Getting his lead off first base. 18 of 20 in steals. He draws a pickoff throw from Nick Frasso. Dives back in safely. Sung Che Chang, a fly out to left in his first at bat. Bright white batting gloves, clutching that graphite gray bat. Here's the set by Frasso. The right-hander tosses. Chang looks at a changeup in the outside corner, a strike. Time called by someone. Looks like a ball got loose out in the left field corner. Possibly from the Marauders' bullpen. It's happened a couple times this series. Roque Salinas over to take care of it. Frasso working slightly off of the third base side of the rubber here. His 0-1. Breaking ball just low. Ball one. Not a bad spot. Chang laying off. Chang showing the willingness to work a walk this season. Pretty good discipline. Here's the 1-1. He swings and pops it up. Right side of the infield. Second baseman and first baseman both waving for it. First baseman Soto Longo. Both men almost in synchronized motions, waving their arms in the air, signaling for that they wanted it. Soto Longo, the much bigger man of the two, took charge. So Chang retired on a weak pop out. Brendan Dixon, who either lined out to the third baseman or grounded out to the third baseman. It was a confusing moment whether or not the ball was caught. Out was recorded either way. That was what happened his last time up. Pitch to Dixon, slider low and outside. Yoelvis Reyes throwing in that Marauders bullpen behind the left field wall. Frasso takes a long look into the signal from Hernandez. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, low and outside, a good eye by Dixon again. Frasso up to 49 pitches, not a bad count as he works here in the fourth inning. Middle infielders playing fairly close to the middle, especially the second baseman Machado. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Dixon swings and pops it foul toward the parking lot behind us. Relatively small footprint for TD Ballpark. Doesn't take up a whole bunch of space, all things considered. Fairly narrow parking lot surrounding the ballpark behind home plate and down the lines. 2-1 coming. Fastball swung on line softly to left field. That falls in for a hit. Jace Bowen stops at second base. Roque Salinas gets the ball in towards second. Marauders with a pair of singles here in the fourth inning have something cooking.
Third baseman, number 31, Davis Nadal.
So Brendan Dixon avoids a three-game hitless skid. He collects a hit here. And with two aboard, Nick Frasso gets a visit from Jomar Hernandez, the catcher. Davis Nadal coming up for the Marauders. I'll tell you what, here in Dunedin, they love their remixes of various bits of music. During mound visits, they occasionally play the from the Nintendo Wii, the Mii menus. That's fun music, a little bit of a boppy remix of that little tune just played. I've heard remixes of all kinds of favorite hit tunes from throughout the decades throughout the week here. Here's Davis Nadal, first pitch, breaking ball in the inner half for a strike. Rick Astley's never going to give you up. I believe another one we enjoyed earlier this series. Remix of that old 80s hit. Here in the fourth, Marauders with two aboard, first and second, one away, threatening to score first in this game. The 0-1. Nadal looks at a knee-high strike. Last time the Marauders scored first in a game was Thursday night, their eventual 9-7 loss. Frasso with the 0-2 pitch. Nadal swings, pops it foul over toward the third base side. Out into the seats. Jace Bowen on second base. Brendan Dixon behind him on first. Dixon getting some instruction from Casey Harms, coaching at first base. Both men into their leads. Frasso deals the 0-2, and it's in the dirt. A good block by Hernandez, working around the feet of Nadal. He keeps it close. Runners not advancing. Blue Jays wearing their blue alternate jerseys today. Blue Jays number font styled numerals on the back. Number 47 in white numerals on the back of the blue jersey for Frasso on the mound. He and his catcher are having some trouble coming to an agreement on the pitch selection here. A little extra time as Hernandez requested time. Now Frasso is set. Here's the 1-2. Nadal swings late and misses. Indecisive there, and he's behind on the breaking ball. Two gone for Bradenton here in the fourth. And Nick Frasso picks up his sixth strikeout.
Center fielder, number 35, Josiah Dixon.
31st and second, two away. Marauders trying to score first. Wilhenis Alvarado warming up in the Jays bullpen now. A first pitch. Offering is over the outside corner, a strike. Dixon a hit in each of his first five games for the Marauders this year. Came in this game hitting .412 in that small sample size. Here's the set. Frasso, a quick turn and a look back at second. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed for strike two. Nick Frasso on the mound for his seventh start for Dunedin here this afternoon. Good good chances may be his last inning. Blue Jays limiting his pitches and innings somewhat. Next one in the dirt for ball one. Good take by Dixon. Not an easy one to let go with two strikes. No runs, two hits for the Marauders. Both of them coming here in this fourth. Bowen on second. Brendan Dixon on first base. Josiah Dixon in the batter's box. Struck out looking in his first at bat. He awaits the 1-2. Here it is from Frasso. Fastball at the knees for strike three, and the inning is over. The Marauders strand a pair. We're on to the bottom of the fourth here at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. Marauders nothing, Blue Jays nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
A solid, albeit short, start for Luis Peralta this afternoon for the Marauders. He's finished after three innings, and Yoelvis Reyes on the mound for his single-A debut here for the Marauders. Lifts his leg and delivers to Roque Salinas, who backs away and hits the deck, bending backwards from a high and inside fastball. One ball, no strikes. Yoelvis Reyes, a 22-year-old southpaw from Vicente Noble in the Dominican Republic, 6'2", 192 pounds. He kicks and fires the 1-0. Salinas swings and punches one foul down the left field line. Reyes brought up to the Marauders from the Florida Complex League earlier this week, joining the club on Tuesday. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, too high and inside. Four appearances for the FCL Pirates. Reyes, a 7.11 ERA that was 2-1. Fastball, high and inside, three balls and a strike. Reyes allowing just one run over his first three outings combined. Was touched for four runs, though, in his last timeout over an inning and two-thirds. So that last ugly timeout really bumped those numbers in the wrong direction. Time called by Salinas. Steps out of the box. Left-handed batter takes a dry practice swing. Yoelvis Reyes on the back of the black jersey, gold number 37. Kicks and deals, 3-1, swung on softly, lined to second, leaping catch by Tucupita Marcano. Nicely done by Marcano on a little soft humpback liner. Well done for round number one.
First baseman, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
So that's the first fielding opportunity today for the rehabber Marcano. Adriel Sotolongo will bat next. He went down on strikes his first time. Reyes kicks and fires, and the pitch low and inside. Fastball at 89. Opponents batted 273 against him over his four appearances in the FCL this year. Reyes on the 1-0. Fastball again. Similar spot right near the toes of Soto Longo for ball two. Total of 8 walks, 7 strikeouts for Reyes. He can be a little bit wild. He'll rack up a decent number of strikeouts, though. 2-0 coming. Swing and a fly ball out to straightaway center. Josiah Dixon moving to his right and back a little bit. Into the gap, he makes the catch. Coasting calmly back into that left center field alley. And takes care of it for round number 2.
Now batting number 14, Esteban Machado.
Esteban Machado will bat next. The final line, by the way, for Luis Peralta. 3 innings, 1 hit, no runs. Walked 1, struck out 5. An excellent return for Peralta to the Marauders rotation after spending about a month on the development list. Pitch to Machado, swinging a hard smash on one bounce to Tucupita Marcano. He's got it. Throw to first in plenty of time. And the inning is over. The Blue Jays go in order. We are through 4 here in Dunedin. Marauders nothing, Blue Jays nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Back here at TD Ballpark in Dunedin, no score still as we head to the fifth inning. This is the deepest we have gone in a game in this series without either team scoring. So for the Marauders here in the fifth inning, Angel Basabe, left fielder, will lead off. Bottom third of the order for Bradenton here in the fifth against a new pitcher, left-hander Wilgenis Alvarado, native of Venezuela. Venezuelan Angel Basabe. Wind up and the pitch from Alvarado. Bunt shown. Basabe pulls back and takes a breaking ball inside, simultaneously turning away as he pulls the bunt back. Basabe a pop out to the second baseman first time up. Big wind up and the offering. 1-0 taken for a strike on a fastball. Final line for Nick Frasso, the Blue Jays starter. 4 scoreless. 2 hits allowed. Walked 1, struck out 7. 7 strikeouts, 1 shy of his season high. 1-1. Breaking ball, bounced foul into the dirt and over toward the Blue Jays dugout. Marauders didn't get their first hits of the game until the fourth inning. Jace Bowen lined one into left. Brendan Dixon also lined one to left field. The 1-2, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Basabe couldn't time it up properly, and he's down on strikes.
Catcher, number 6.
That brings up Wyatt Hendry. Marauders trying to get something sparked offensively. They have their only true opportunity in the fourth inning. 2 aboard on those aforementioned base hits by Bowen and Brendan Dixon. They were both left stranded. Pitch to Hendry. Take in just a couple of inches off the plate outside. Well, that's not to speak of another potential little opportunity the Marauders have. They did have Randy Romero on second base in the third inning. The 1-0. Swing and a miss by Hendry. Romero in that third inning took a 2-out walk, took second base on an errant pickoff move by Nick Frasso. Marauders couldn't bring him around. Alvarado wind up in the 1-1. Hendry swings and grounds one hard to third. Backhanded by Del Rosario. Long throw to first. Not in time. Hendry beats it out. Bang, bang play. Wyatt Hendry legs out the infield single. And that was just such a long throw by Angel Del Rosario. Far behind the bag to his backhand side. Good effort nonetheless. So right, Wyatt Hendry, an infield Randy single. Romero. And the Marauders look for some production here in the fifth inning. Big shading most of the playing field now. Center field and left, still mostly splashed in sunshine. Alvarado glances at first pitch to Romero. He bunts it, pops it up first base side, out of play, foul. Out of the reach of Adriel Soto. Long go the first baseman. See you later. Little fly made its way into the booth. Right on the sight line of the broadcaster here. Decided to leave the premises. 0-1 pitch to Romero. That's high and outside for ball one. Marauders without a run on three hits. Blue Jays gathering only one hit through their four innings at the plate. Here's the set by Alvarado. Long pause, now the 1-1 pitch. Romero swings and lines one right to the third baseman, Del Rosario. He grabs it, diving back into first base with no throw is Wyatt Hendry. Tough, tough luck there for Randy Romero, who really squared that one up.
Now batting number 10, Tucupita Marcano.
Here for his third plate appearance of the afternoon, Tucupita Marcano, Pirates rehabber. Splitting the season between AA Altoona and the big leagues. Lefty on a lefty here. The set. Alvarado. Slight step and the pitch. Low and outside on a slider. Marcano playing in 19 games in the bigs for the Pirates this season. 262 hitter with a 728 OPS. Two home runs. Five runs batted in. Marcano named after the city in which she was born in. City of Tucupita, Venezuela. The 1-0. Checks his swing and a slider low and away. Good idea to hold up. Tucupita is also his father Raul's nickname, turns out. Long pause by Alvarado. The lefty fastball strike over the outside corner. Marauders and Blue Jays playing the finale of the six-game series. Marauders winning three of the first five. In search of their first series win since late April. Been a long, long time. A 7-week drought, to be exact, since that last series win. The 2-1 pitch. Marcano takes low and inside. Ball three. Alvarado falling behind in the count. This left-hander will gain his fair share of strikeouts. Coming into this game, 38 strikeouts over 28 innings. Command fluctuates, though. He has walked 20 in those 28 innings. The set. And the 3-1 pitch, that's taken for strike two, and Marcano spinning away from home plate, not happy with himself for not taking advantage of that pitch. 3-2, two outs, Wyatt Hendry will be running off of first base on this next pitch. That in mind, Adriel Soto Longo will play behind him. Here is the set. 3-2 pitch coming, there goes Hendry. Marcano backs away from an inside fastball for ball four. Two aboard now for Bradenton. And for the second straight inning, a chance with runners on first and second. This time, it'll be Jace Bowen at the plate. Bowen hit a rocket into left field his last time up. And catcher Jomar Hernandez waiting for some instructions from his dugout. Now flashing a series of signals to his infielders. First and second with two away. Jace Bowen, still one of the Marauders' most effective hitters with men in scoring position. Long look in by Alvarado, really taking his time between pitches in a tight spot. Scoreless game, top five. The Marauders piecing together another threat. Here's the pitch to Bowen. He swings and shoots it foul straight back. Right off the end of the bat. With runners in scoring position this season, Jace Bowen is batting 455 on the year. in these scenarios. Second baseman working lead runner Hendry. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Bowen takes low and inside. That breaking ball hits him. That loads the bases for the Marauders. Well, here we go. A bases-loaded chance now for Sung Che Chang and Wilhenis Alvarado.
Shortstop,
kicking
five,
away at the dirt
Sung
on the mound.
Chang.
Not happy, trying to make the mound to his liking. Looking to dig himself a toehold in this hairy situation. As for the numbers with Sung Che Chang with men in scoring position, also very good. He's hitting .357 with Ducks on the Pond. If you want to get a little bit more detailed, Chang with the bases loaded on the year is 2-for-5. Does not have a grand slam. Two home runs, neither of them a grand slam. Big opportunity here with bases full, two outs. Scoreless game. Pitch by Alvarado. Chang takes a breaking ball low and outside for ball one. Well, that movement is working on the slider. Thing is, the Marauders are taking it. Wyatt Hendry on third. Tucupita Marcano at second. Jace Bowen on first base for Bradenton. Long pause. The 1-0 to Chang. Outside. It's off the glove of Hernandez. Here is Wyatt Hendry. He slides in safely on the wild pitch. Throw is wild, and Tucupita Marcano is hung up. He is safe at home plate. Oh, my goodness. The Blue Jays got all sorts of out of whack there. And two runs end up scoring on a single pass ball. That was a heck of a strange pass ball there. Tipped off the glove of Hernandez. That allowed Hendry to score relatively easily, sliding under the tag. But the tag never fully came as the ball got on by the pitcher covering. First baseman Soto Longo recovered the baseball and flipped to Hernandez, the catcher, who was somehow, some way, not able to make the tag, despite Tucupita Marcano being just barely halfway to home plate. Swinging a ball socked foul on the ground by Chang. So, oh boy. We're going to have a throwing error charge there to Jomar Hernandez, the catcher, trying to throw that ball to his battery mate covering on that pass ball. So that was what allowed that second run to score. There's Jace Bowen on third base, creeping off. 2-1 the count on Chang with two outs. The pitch, Chang looks at a ball low. 3-1. Two runs in for the Marauders. They lead it 2-0 here in the fifth inning. Alvarado with a breath. Here's the 3-1. Chang takes a strike on the outside corner. 3-2. .023 pitches by the left-hander here in this fifth inning. Now is 3-2 on its way to Chang. He swings and drives this one deep to right field. Back toward the corner. Brazoban onto the track. He leaps up and it's off his glove and rolls onto the warning track. Bowen scores from third. Chang is on his horse. He's coming into third base. And he makes it in there standing up. Now takes a turnaround third base. And Machado, the second baseman, who is the cutoff man with the ball, starts sprinting toward the infield, looking Chang back into third base. So the Marauders bring home a third run. And that'll be ruled an RBI triple by Sung Che Chang. So after the Marauders fail to take advantage of a couple of run-scoring opportunities in the third and the fourth, they take full advantage of a bases-loaded spot here in the fifth inning. All three men are home, and another one on third base now on the Chang triple. Timeout called. Pitching coach Drew Hayes is on for a mound visit. And once they're finished conversing out there, Brendan Dixon will have a chance to drive in Chang from third base. Both teams struggling to gain offensive momentum. Pitching really on its A game for both teams up until this frame. And the Marauders on the quest for a series win.
Number three, Brendan Dixon.
Even though we're only about halfway home here, off to a good start in that regard. So here is Brendan Dixon as Alvarado sets. Chang leading off down the third baseline. And the pitch. Dixon takes a back foot slider low and inside. a pass ball, a throwing error, and an RBI triple. I'm getting the Marauders their three runs here in the fifth. Alvarado, the left-hander, with the 1-0. Dixon looks at a strike at the knees, 1-1. Good spot. Dixon wants to challenge it, though. Call is upheld. Strike one still.
The called strike has been upheld. The result is a 1-1 count on the batter.
Infield playing back a little bit, shading Dixon, the righty hitter, to pull. Now the 1-1. Dixon swings and misses way in front of the curveball. That's strike two. Third baseman Del Rosario playing deep, as is the shortstop, Rekelbin DeCastro, cheating several steps toward that hole at short. Second baseman Machado way out toward the middle. Up against the chest, hands together by Alvarado. The pitch, a swing and a bouncer foul. Toward the Marauders dugout, right over toward the top steps. Mike Jarvis pops out of the dugout to pick that ball up. Dixon digs back in from the right side. High black socks showing. Toes touching that front chalk line of the batter's box, nearest to home plate. Waiting patiently. Here is the 1-2 pitch. It is taken low and inside for ball two. Another back foot breaker. Dixon holding off. Marauders trying to turn this three-run advantage into a four-run lead. Alvarado has the glove tucked against his armpit, getting the signal. Now is set. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Strike three called over the outer half, and the inning is over. The Marauders leave Chang on third, but not before they get three home. It's 3-0 Bradenton as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, QuinnipeteamMemorial.com for more information.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders 3, Blue Jays nothing. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and left-hander Yoelvis Reyes continues on in his single-A debut for the Marauders. Faces Jomar Hernandez. The pitch, fastball low and inside. Hernandez stepping over it. Yoelvis Reyes going 3 up and 3 down in his first inning of relief in the fourth for Bradenton. Kicks his leg and deals the 1-0. Swung on, blasted on a liner down the left field line. Foul. Marauders able to load the bases in the fifth inning. Infield single, walk, hit by pitch. All three men ended up scoring. Pass ball, error, RBI triple. 1-1. Swing and a foul tip into Hendry's mitt for strike two. The pitch. Change up. Just missing the outside corner for ball two. Reyes doing a little almost strikeout strut off the mound. Thought he had him. Got it. Left-hander with a 2-2. Swing and a dribbler foul. Hernandez just getting a piece. Blue Jays send 6, 7, and 8 to the plate here in the fifth inning. The 2-2 again, swinging another line drive, cracked down the left field line, foul. El Basabe over to clear that ball off the field. A lot of balls that ricochet down that left field line, find their way into left field, fair territory. So we've seen those left fielders pretty busy in this series, getting balls off the field. 2-2 again from Reyes, up and away for ball three. His command hasn't fully been on point here in his single-A debut. It'd be understandable if there's some nerves flowing through him. Here on a slightly bigger stage than he's accustomed to. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Hernandez chases in the dirt. Hendry blocks it, picks it up, throws to first, in plenty of time to complete the strikeout. First single-A strikeout for Yoelvis Reyes. And the Blue Jays have one out in their half of the fifth. Kelvin DeCastro, the Blue Jays' number 27 prospect, stands in next. And the pitch by Reyes. Low and inside, almost clipped his kneecaps. DeCastro continuing to show a pretty solid approach to the plate. Has a plan, has a clue up there. 1-0 pitch is high for ball two. Hasn't chased a whole heck of a lot. Still not a ton of power in his profile, though, and looking for more consistent contact as well. Remains more of a defensive-minded profile. 2-0 pitch, swung on, bounce weakly to third. Right there in time to get DeCastro for the second out.
Right fielder, number 41, Abel Corozoba.
Oh, look at this. Last 14 in a row retired by Marauders pitching. Luis Peralta finished out the last 9 men he faced, and it's been 5 up and 5 down to begin Yoelvis Reyes' outing. Here's Amel Brazoban. First pitch, a breaking ball at the knees for a strike. Brazoban quickly asks to challenge. Call is upheld. Still strike one.
The result is an 0-1 count on the batter.
Bases are empty with 2 outs for Dunedin here at the bottom of the fifth. Marauders up 3-0. Reyes with the 0-1. That's taken a tad high and outside. Infield is shading the right-handed batter gently to the pole side. Second baseman Marcano playing toward the middle. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball swung on, fouled straight back to the screen. If the Marauders can maintain this lead, and they're looking good so far, they would grab themselves a series win this week in Dunedin, a much-needed series win. The 1-2 pitch from Reyes swung on, bounced in front of home plate. That's a fair ball. Hendry picks it up, throws to first in time, and a stunned Amel Brazoban claimed that he fouled it off. However, plate umpire Trey Ward rules it fair and in play, and the Marauders get an easy out to finish off the inning. We head to the sixth here in Dunedin. Marauders 3, Blue Jays nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 5 will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
on the pitch for the Blue Jays.
Here we go, the sixth right inning. The Marauders leading Blue Jays 3-0. New pitcher in Kelvin Perez on the pitch for the Jays. And we have a couple of defensive switches for the
now
Jays.
Number 31,
Glenn Santiago playing left field now for the Blue Jays. Apparently taking the place of Amel Brazoban. And starting left fielder Roque Salinas moves over to right field. Davies Nadal leads off the sixth for Bradenton. Takes the first pitch high from the right-hander Perez. Well, Amel Brazoban made the final out of the bottom of the fifth inning for Dunedin, and I would venture a bet that this is related to that. We'll explain that in just a moment. 1-0 to Nadal, bunted in the air, foul, third baseline. At the end of that fifth inning, Amel Brazoban hit a chopper at home plate that he contended was a dead ball, thinking it hit off his foot or otherwise. Stood still in the box. Wyatt Hendry, Marauders catcher, pounced on the ball, threw to first for the inning's final out. And Brazoban was miffed that Trey Ward didn't rule the ball dead, and thus there should have been a foul ball. Next pitch in for a strike two and Nadal. He asks for a challenge. Trey Ward gets the verdict, and that's overturned. Strike now in Nadal. And I wonder if Donnie Murphy, Blue Jays manager, has pulled Amel Brazoban out of the game as somewhat of a light disciplinary measure, a little teaching moment. 2-1 pitch, swung on it, popped way up in the air behind home plate. Up toward the backstop screen is Hernandez, and he makes the catch two-handed. Well done, he had room to spare. That's one out for the Marauders. So again, the Blue Jays outfield as it stands now, left to right, Santiago, Brown, and Salinas. Josiah Dixon is next up. Trying to protect a hit streak. He's hit safely in five in a row. Struck out in each of his first two trips today, though. Here he swings and lines one softly to center field. Falling, sliding catch in center by Desan Brown. What a play by Brown. One of the most elite defenders in the Florida State League. Makes the grab on a beautiful feet first slide.
Left fielder.
He robs Josiah Dixon of a hit. And that brings up Angel Basabe, who is also 0-2 today. Wind up by Perez, and the pitch coming after a long hesitation mid-motion. Bunt shown by Basabe, pulled back in time, taking it low and inside. That rocker step back with the left foot by Perez is often a very slow, deliberate one. He held his place in that part of the delivery an extra long time that time around. The 1-0, normal this time on the motion. Misses inside once more. 2-0 on Angel Basabe. Marauders, three runs on four hits. Blue Jays, no runs on just one hit. And that came in their very first at-bat of the game. Desan Brown, 2-0 pitch. Low and inside, almost hit Basabe's foot. Angel Basabe today, pop out to the second baseman, a strikeout swinging. Marauders getting all three of their runs in the fifth inning. Low to the bases on an infield single, a walk and a hit by pitch. Those runs scored on a pass ball, an error, and a Sung Chae Chang RBI triple. 3-0 to Basabe. Now the windup. Right-hander's 3-1 offering. Basabe taking all the way. Looks at a knee-high strike two. Kelvin Perez listed at 6'3", 175 pounds. Looks to have put on a little bit more muscle since those measurements were last taken. 3-2, swung on, slapped foul. Basabe stays alive. Perez quicking up the motion that time. Almost fast-forwarding through his full windup. Six appearances total on the year for Perez between the FCL and Dunedin. Has a 2.38 ERA. A 3-2. Too high. Basabe draws ball four. Two-out walk. So the traffic on the base paths continues for the Marauders, who have been creating opportunities for themselves. The only inning in which they were able to cash in, though, was the three-run fifth. They've had at least one man on base now every inning since the third. So here is Wyatt Hendry, who got that fifth-inning ruckus started offensively for the Marauders. He was the man who reached on that infield single on a slow ground ball up the third baseline behind the bag. Perez with a pitch to Hendry. Fastball upstairs. Time called. Jomar Hernandez out for a mound visit. Meanwhile, loosening for the Marauders in their bullpen, right-hander Wilkie and Ramos. Four fantastic innings by starter Nick Frasso for the Blue Jays. He struck out seven. Bullpen letting it slip away, though. Wilhenis Alvarado is the man who was touched up for the three runs in the fifth by Bradenton. Basabe, good wheels on first base. Long pause. Perez with a 1-0 to Hendry. It hits him in the back. Fastball got away. Hendry flings the bat aside, and Alvarado, frustrated, turns his back to home plate. Production heads down to first base. There was some bad blood in opening weekend between these two teams.
Randy Romero.
Stemming from a stolen base with a sizable lead for the Marauders. Jacob Gonzalez hit by a pitch that game. This, of course, was just the second game of the season for these two teams. Jake Gonzalez hit by a pitch. Juan Jerez took one high and tight. The bench is cleared. Thankfully, no punches thrown that day. Here's Randy Romero. First pitch, a breaking ball, low and outside. 1-0. There was a funky delivery that time by Perez. Made a high leg kick and almost a Juan Marichal type turn back towards second base. Numbers facing home plate. Almost simultaneously trying to look the runner back while delivering the pitch. I think his divided attention there caused him to miss his target. The 1-0 pitch to Romero. Fastball for strike one. Angel Basabe at second base. Wyatt Hendry on first. Randy Romero trying to help the Marauders pad their lead. Now the 1-1 pitch, a breaking ball low and outside for ball two. Sun intermittently coming and going from behind the clouds. Sun shining brightly on the playing field at the moment. Big clouds starting to roll in from beyond left field. 2-1 from Perez. Romero swings and fouls it back over our heads. Out toward the parking lot, over the main gate. Deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and two men on base for the Marauders. Trying to give themselves some more breathing room in this game. They're up on the Blue Jays 3-0. Extra runs do not hurt, though, against this talented Blue Jays lineup. The set and time called by Romero. Romero appearing to have something stuck in his eye. Digs back in, tapping the outside corner of the plate with his tan bat, waiting the pitch. Perez glances back at second, a leg kick and the pitch, low and outside for ball three. That happened again, paying a lot of heed to Angel Basabe on second base and altering his mechanics so that his leg kick and turn toward second looks Basabe to second, but then tries to come home with the pitch with his mechanics all out of whack, and he's just not hitting his target when he makes that move. 3-2 the count. Shade creeping over the outfield. Starting to encroach upon the infield now. Runners will be in motion on the pitch. Here's the offering. The runners break and the pitch is taken. Low ball four to Romero and the Marauders load the bases. Well, the Marauders got all of Kelvin Perez last time out. Last saw Perez on Wednesday night. The Marauders eventually won that game 4-2. Perez pitched the fifth and sixth innings of that game. Marauders pounced on him. Put up a lengthy fifth inning. Trying to jump on him again here. Tucupita Marcano, the batter. Rehabbing Pirate gets the first offering. And it's a breaking ball into the zone, a strike. Marcano walked in his last plate appearance. Trying to help the Marauders expand this 3-0 lead. Basabe on third, Hendry on second, Romero on first base. The 0-1 pitch. Marcano swings and misses. Strike two. Off speed, he was out in front. Looking to put something in play. Infielders shaded a little bit to the pull side on Marcano, the left-handed batter. Center fielder Brown shaded a couple steps to the opposite gap. The 0-2 pitch coming, and it swung on and lifted high in the air, right center field. Right fielder over to the gap in right center field, and the catch is made by Salinas, and the inning is over. The Marauders leave him loaded. So the Marauders can't bring a run home, but they still maintain their 3-0 lead, heading to the bottom of the sixth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Don't miss out on the great...
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a tray. LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders pitching has retired 15 Blue Jays batters in a row. And we move on to the bottom of the sixth inning. Wilkin Ramos is on to pitch for the Marauders, who lead the Blue Jays 3-0 here at TD Ballpark. Wind up and the pitch to Angel Del Rosario. Bunt shown. He hits the deck and the ball grazed him. And he's being granted first base on a hit by pitch. Del Rosario hitting the dirt and ends up on the seat of his pants in the batter's box. And Del Rosario sharing a brief word with plate umpire Trey Ward. It looks like Del Rosario wasn't fully aware that he had been granted first base. He jogs down there now. And immediately that erases a consecutive batter's retired streak. Desan Brown leads off. And a substantial gray cloud mass starting to approach the ballpark from the right field corner. Pitch to Brown, grounded to third, through the wickets of Nadal into left field. Wasabi up with the ball quickly in left field, and a ball that should have been at least one out results in an E5. And the Blue Jays have two aboard with nobody out. That could really cost the Marauders. Second leading team in the league in errors this season. Marauders coming in with 75 errors on the year, second most in the league, trailing only the Tampa Tarpons. First and second, nobody out for Adrian Pinto, who shows bunt, pulls back, taking a fastball high from Ramos. Joaquin Ramos, right-hander with a power arm, cranks up the heater to 97-98 at times. He sets, pickoff to second base, almost throws it into center field, and back in time is Angel Del Rosario. Marauders really need to settle down here and play better defense. Ramos sets below the belt, looks at second, the 1-0 pitch to Pinto. Swing and a miss for a strike, snap throw to second by Hendry. That one bounces into center field, and the lead runner will advance to third base. This just has to be cleaned up. The Marauders working with a 3-run lead. Just can't have those. Fourth error of the season by Wyatt Hendry, who has been so reliable defensively. A little bit surprised to see that throw made. It really wasn't that huge of a secondary lead by Del Rosario. Two errors in this inning by Bradenton. Runners on the corners, nobody out. Runner breaks for second. Hendry's throw down to second base is not in time. A stolen base there for Desan Brown. his seventh of the season. Meanwhile, the runner on third, Del Rosario, stays put.
Pitch. Strike has been upheld. The result is a
one ball, two strikes. Second and third with nobody out. The corner infielder's playing up now. Ramos is set. The 1-2 pitch. Pinto swings and misses. Strike three. Fastball at 95 from Ramos. Great job.
Right fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
Well, now you're looking at a guy who is adept at putting the ball in play, Roque Salinas. Just the guy the Blue Jays want at the plate now. Blue Jays are getting a left-hander loose in their bullpen. Trey Cumbie. Here's the pitch to Roque Salinas. A little bit high. Fastball. Checked his swing. Held up in time. Del Rosario on third. Desan Brown on second. Here's the 1-0 pitch by Ramos. A swing and a foul back by Salinas. Wilkin Ramos trying to pitch out of danger here in the sixth inning. Marauders leading 3-0. Blue Jays seeing to it that the Marauders don't make it so easy. Ramos, 4.91 ERA, 1.91 whip on the season, 26 strikeouts over 22 innings. 1-1 pitch. Salinas swings, lifts it down the left field line out of play. Salinas, tough to strike out. Wilkin Ramos, good stuff, though. Let's see if he can put him away. Tall right-hander sets. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Salinas takes high and outside for ball two. Ramos can be wild, and we look at the walk total for the righty on the season. 17 free passes over his 22 innings. Looking to bring that down. Ready. Right-hander with a breath. The 2-2 pitch. Salinas swings and pops it up. Third base side. Over is Nadal, and he runs out of room. Ball bounces on top of the dugout for the visitors. Wilkin Ramos, back-to-back scoreless appearances each of his last two times out. He sets. The 2-2. Breaking ball swung on, lifted to center. Josiah Dixon back. He makes the catch. Both runners are tagging. Throw goes in toward third base. Over the cutoff man, Sungche Chang. And scoring easily from third base on the sack fly is Angel Del Rosario. Blue Jays are on the board via the sack fly. It's now a 3-1 ball game.
First baseman, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
Adriel Sotolongo up next for the Blue Jays. Marauders have done a good job to neutralize his bat in this game after he came into this contest hitting .412 in 10 games off Bradenton pitching this year. Runner on second with two outs. Ramos checks him. The pitch to Sotolongo. Fastball high and outside. Velo, as per usual, is there for Ramos. That last fastball coming in at 95. Sotolongo, a strikeout and a fly out to center. The 1-0 pitch, he swings and drills this one in the air down the right field line. Foul. This man with light tower power represents the tying run at the plate for the Blue Jays here in the sixth. A little wind picking up, blowing out towards center. Here's the 1-1 pitch. High and inside, that's ball two. Left-hander Mitchell Miller has begun throwing in the Marauders bullpen. Ramos looking to make it through the sixth inning himself and minimize the damage to just one run. 2-1 coming to Sotolongo. He takes low. Ball dropped by Hendry, but he keeps it close. Brown remains on second base. Ramos having to work from behind in the count now, 3-1. 16 pitches for the Dominican right-hander, 9 for strikes. Has the signal from Hendry and is set. A look at Brown on second base. 3-1 pitch. Sotolongo swings and fouls it out of play on the first base side. One more strike will get him. Ramos brings his hands together below the belt. And now the 3-2 pitch. Sotolongo swings the breaking ball. Pops it up behind home plate. Hendry off with a mask. Does he have room? No, he does not. The ball lands in the second row of blue seats behind the screen. Sono Longo stays alive. Dasan Brown on second base. Getting off to a substantial lead. Neither middle infielder close. The 3-2 pitch is taken high for ball four. That puts the tying run aboard and brings the potential go-ahead run to the plate.
Second baseman, number 14, Esteban Machado.
Timeout called. Here comes pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo for a mound visit. Things were all looking rosy for the Marauders for a while there. Now things are getting tense all of a sudden. Leadoff hit by pitch started this all. Leadoff hit by pitch followed by a fielding error at third base by Davies Nadal. A strikeout. And then an errant snap throw to second base by Wyatt Hendry put a man on third base. Sack fly by Roque Salinas to center field brought the Blue Jays' first run home. And Wilkin Ramos is trying to keep it at that only run. Lengthy meeting comes to a close now. Trey Ward, the plate umpire, hurrying things along. Ramos trying hard to protect this lead. The Marauders, unfortunately, no strangers to seeing leads evaporate in the middle to late innings this season. It's been a rough go. This team finishing the first half 29 and 36. 1-1 to begin the second half. Here, runners on first with the batter. Here is the pitch. Machado swings and lifts it down the left field line. This is headed out of play. Three runs, four hits, two errors for the Marauders, both of which occurred here in the sixth inning. One run, one hit, two errors for the Blue Jays. Now the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a liner out to right center field. Josiah Dixon moving to his left, and he coasts into the gap, making the catch, and the inning is over. So the damage is indeed minimal. Just the one run off of Ramos, but the lead diminished to two for Bradenton. 3-1, Marauders lead. Heading to the seventh, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Marauders 3, Blue Jays 1 here at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. Finale of a six-game series. Left-hander Trey Cumbie out of the bullpen for the Jays to begin the seventh. Pitch to Jace Bowen. Swung on, popped foul behind home plate and headed out of the ballpark. And a kid with some extraordinarily long, flowing red hair from underneath the Blue Jays hat. Starting to try and hunt that foul ball down. Here's the 0-1 from the left-hander Cumbie. Bowen swings and pops this one foul to a similar spot. That guy may come away with double prizes. That's a Dunedin Blue Jays hat that kid is wearing paired with a Dodgers t-shirt. Same colors, but interesting pairing. Bowen waiting for the 0-2 from Cumbie. He kicks and fires. Bowen takes a breaking ball near his back foot. Ball one. Cumbie, one of the newest additions to this Dunedin roster. Added a few days ago, native of Lufkin, Texas. Originally drafted by the Rays, 13th round pick in 2018, out of the University of Houston. Released by the Rays on April 1st this year, signed with the Blue Jays a couple days later. 1-2, swing and a miss. Bowen chased a changeup outside. Down he goes.
Shortstop, number 5, Sung Che.
One away for Sung Che Chang, who lifted a deep RBI triple to right field, just shy of the wall his last time up. Part of the Marauders' 3-run fifth inning. So Cumbie out of Lufkin, Texas, as mentioned. Not going too far from home to attend college, University of Houston. Pitch to Chang. Breaking ball's in there for a strike. Over-the-top delivery for the left-hander. Began the season at Double-A New Hampshire. Struggled up there. Ended up spending two stints on the development list. And joined the Blue Jays roster officially on Thursday. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Chang couldn't connect on the fastball up in the zone. Slight breeze still pushing out to center field. Chang, tall, open stance from the left side. Now timeout called. Pitch clock violation called on Trey Cumbie. He'll go back to work. The count now one ball and two strikes from the third base end of the rubber. Lifts his leg and deals to Chang, who lays off in the dirt. Ball two. Marauders 3 runs in the fifth inning. Blue Jays got 1 run back moments ago. Bottom of the sixth on a sack fly to center by Roque Salinas. Now the set. 2-2 pitch to Chang. He swings and rolls one gently to the second baseman Machado. Grabs it, throws to first in time to get Chang by a couple of steps. Marauders would like to build some more insurance on the board here. Leading by just 2 runs.
Brendan Dixon
will try and help them do just that. Dixon is 1-for-3. A soft single into left field in the fourth inning. Dixon frequently likes to go to the opposite field, so with that in mind, center fielder Brown, right fielder Salinas, both shifting toward the opposite field on the right-handed batter. The pitch, Dixon takes just outside. Long look in by Cumbie. Sleeve of that blue jersey blowing in the breeze. Now his 1-0 pitch. Dixon takes way outside. That's all the way to the backside. I mentioned that Cumbie struggled out of the gate at Double-A New Hampshire this season. 25-year-old southpaw put up an ERA over 10 over 12 appearances up at New Hampshire. 2-0 toss. Swing and a foul back by Dixon. The strikeout numbers were there for Cumbie. He set 18 men down on strikes over 13 and a third innings. The walks alarmingly high, though. 12 issued over the 13 and a third innings. And that whip all the way up at 2.18. Opponents batting .315 against him. Now Cumbie with a 2-1 pitch. Dixon with a swing and a pop-up off on the first base side. Out toward the concourse. Well, that long red-haired kid with the Blue Jays hat and the Dodgers shirt is now roaming that center aisle there, separating the top and bottom levels of the seating bowl, and just waiting for just about any and every foul ball hit by a right-handed batter to that side of the ballpark. Smart approach, like putting the shift on. 2-2. Low and inside. Dixon staggering out of the way. It almost hit his feet. Three balls and two strikes on Brendan Dixon, and second baseman Esteban Machado grabbed an object off the grass behind the mound, throws it to Adriel Soto Longo over at first base. Not sure what it was, but something very small and white. 3-2 on Brandon Dixon, bases empty and two outs. Here's the pitch by Cumby. Dixon swings and pops it up towards shallow right. Second baseman Machado out. Right fielder Salinas in. Machado makes the leaping over the shoulder grab. And the inning is over. Time to stretch here in Dunedin. The Marauders 3, the Blue Jays 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card and dice, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Lumps and lumps regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders working with a two-run lead here in Dunedin. Series finale of the six-game set. And left-hander Mitchell Miller is on the pitch for Bradenton. Marauders 3, Blue Jays 1. Jomer Hernandez, catcher, 0-for-2 for Dunedin today. Miller kicks his leg and delivers. First pitch, a check swing roller to Miller. Covering is in time. His foot almost slipped and he missed the bag initially, but he was able to make contact with it. One pitch and one out quickly.
Shortstop, number 11, Raquel
Ben DeCastro. Mitchell Miller, native of Loganville, California. Small town about 30 miles east of Atlanta. One of the recent additions to the Marauders pitching staff. He is the third man out of the pen today for Bradenton. Raquel Ben DeCastro up next. The pitch, a fastball in for strike one. A fastball at 91 on the gun. New left fielder in the game, by the way, for the Marauders. Mike Jarvis takes over out there in place of Angel Basabe. 0-1 pitch. Fastball at the knees for strike two. Tucupita Marcano on Major League Rehab assignment with the Marauders today. He is playing second base and has been hitting leadoff. 0-for-3 with a walk. 0-2 pitch to DeCastro. Swung on, tipped foul. Good chance of this seventh inning is the final inning of work today on rehab for Marcano. Word on the street is that Marcano will be transferred up to AA Altoona for the next phase for his game. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Miller gets a swinging strikeout on DeCastro. Two gone here in the seventh. That wasn't made clear as multiple Pirates beat writers were tweeting that Marcano would be transferred to AA after this game. Wasn't clear as if it would be technically still on rehab or if he would be option to AA. There is a regularly active player. Not clear to us just yet. Two outs. Glenn Santiago, the batter. His first plate appearance of the day. First pitch outside for a ball. Santiago, a defensive replacement, taking over in left field a couple of innings ago. for Amel Brazoban. The 1-0 pitch. Check swing and a fastball high and away. Did not go around. Santiago holding the bat. Low and inside. Miller falls behind. 3 balls and no strikes. 25-year-old Miller, imposing figure on the hill. 6'6", 185 pounds. Product of West Texas A&M. Trying to find the zone, the 3-0 pitch. Outside, he lost him. A 4-pitch walk. Marauders pitchers earlier today had a remarkable 15-batter streak in retiring Blue Jays hitters. Left-hander Luis Peralta activated off the development list today. He retired his last 9. Here's Angel Del Rosario, right-handed hitter for the Jays. Pitch by Miller. Swing and a miss. Threw a fastball, some good movement on it. Strike one. Left-hander Yoelvis Reyes. 2 perfect innings in his single-A debut for the Marauders in the 4th and the 5th. Miller with the 0-1. Del Rosario swings and lines one softly into the seats on the first base side, and I believe that ball almost landed right in a man's lap there. Miller way ahead 0-2. Del Rosario going back to the Blue Jays dugout. He apparently cracked his bat a little bit. He swaps that one out for a tan-barreled bat, black handle. One more strike gets Miller and the Marauders out of this inning with that runner on first base. Angel Del Rosario at the plate represents the potential tying run for the Blue Jays. Miller is ready. Here he comes with the 0-2. Breaking ball taken just outside for ball one. The Marauders opt not to challenge it. Close, close pitch. A leadoff first base by Santiago. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Del Rosario went fishing and came up empty. Good, solid work for Mitchell Miller here in a scoreless 7th, stranding a man on first base. We head to the 8th. It's the Marauders 3 and the Blue Jays 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Fans, the 2020...
Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic T-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Close game for you on this Sunday afternoon. The Marauders 3, the Blue Jays 1. We open up the top of the 8th inning. Lefty on lefty, Davies Nadal to lead off for the Marauders against left-hander Trey Cumbie. Southpaw from Texas out for his second inning of work and relief for the Jays. Lifts his leg and delivers, and Nadal swings big and fouls it back to the screen. Marauders and the Blue Jays so far using 3 different relievers each. Yoelvis Reyes, Bradenton bullpen. For the Blue Jays, it's been Wilgenis Alvarado, Kelvin Perez, and now Cumbie. 0-1 to Nadal. Big breaker. Drops into the zone for strike 2. Nadal wants to challenge it. Call is upheld.
The call of strike has been upheld. The result is an 0-2 count on the batter.
0-2 count on Nadal, who's had a difficult day at the plate. Down on strikes twice, in each case swinging. He's also popped out to the catcher. Cumby looks in for the signal. Nods and brings his hands together up against his chest. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. 0-for-4 Nadal today, down on strikes for his third time. And Josiah Dixon is up next.
Center fielder, number 35, Josiah Dixon.
Dixon is hitless as well. That hit streak in a bit of jeopardy. He's hit safely each of his first five games this season with the Marauders. Cumby delivers, and the pitch is at the knees for a called strike. True to form, this Blue Jays pitching staff racking up a bunch of strikeouts today. That strikeout on Nadal was number 10. Blue Jays staff leads the Florida State League in strikeouts. The 0-1. Taken high. Good eye from Dixon. Marauders trying to advance their lead. In front by two is Blue Jays. Piece together a threat in the sixth inning. Got only one run out of it, though. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Dixon chased that off the plate. On deck, Mike Jarvis, who would make his first plate appearance of the afternoon, taking over in that seventh spot in the order for Angel Basabe. Here's the 1-2. Dixon swings and lines one down the right field line. A fair ball in Josiah Dixon. A turnaround first base, thought about second base. Strong throw comes in from right, and Dixon goes leaping and a dive back into first base. How about Josiah Dixon? Now a six-game hit streak to begin his tenure here in 2022 with the Marauders.
Number seven, Mike Jarvis.
Over for Angel Basabe, as mentioned. Basabe finishes his day 0-for-2 with a walk. Jarvis taking over as a defensive replacement, beginning in the bottom of the seventh inning. Dixon, good speed on first base. He has a sizable lead. Now time called from behind the plate by Jomer Hernandez. Wind is picking up a little more now. That's blowing out toward right center. Jarvis waiting for the pitch. Left-hander Cumby lifts his leg and fires. Pitch is low. A few more gray clouds rolling in. Nothing that's looking like it's going to engulf the ballpark. There is potential rain and light thunderstorms in the forecast, though, for this afternoon here in the greater Tampa Bay region. Here's the 1-0. Jarvis swings and pops one foul out of play out toward the concourse. Jarvis hitless in his last three games, 0-for-9. Base hit here would help the Marauders on their quest to stretch their 3-1 lead. We're in the eighth inning in Dunedin. Step and throw to first by Cumby. Dixon is in safely, standing up. Luis Peralta got the start today for the Marauders. He went three scoreless. His return from the development list, last pitching a little over a month ago. Three scoreless, struck out five, retired his last nine batters faced. The 1-1 offering. Jarvis takes low and outside. Good eye. Nick Frasso, meanwhile, the start for the Blue Jays. He went four scoreless, gave up only two hits, both coming in the fourth inning. Finished with seven strikeouts, just one shy of his career high. The 2-1, there goes Dixon for second. Pitch cut on and missed. Throw to second by Hernandez. Not nearly in time. Josiah Dixon swipes second base. Brian Driveholm, his teammate from second base now, his fellow Southern Californian. Josiah Dixon out of Riverside. Jarvis from San Diego. Right-handed batter resting the bat on his shoulder. Now circles it away from his body, waiting. Cumby with the 2-2 pitch. Jarvis takes in the dirt. Hernandez working around Jarvis's feet. Pitch missing its mark, and the count is now full on Mike Jarvis. Marauders ahead by two here in the top of the eighth inning. Cumby nods to Hernandez's sign. Here's the southpaw's 3-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up. Coming back this way, out of play. So we'll see another 3-2 to Jarvis. Here in the series, he's just 2-for-13 with a double. Lead off second base by Dixon. 3-2 again. Breaking ball. Swung on, tapped foul. Right to Gustavo Omana, coaching at third base. Bare hands it. Flips it to a Marauders player in that third base dugout. Three runs, five hits, two errors. One of them costly for Bradenton. The Blue Jays, one run, one hit, and two errors. Blue Jays, by the way, have not had a hit since their leadoff man, their first batter of the game. 3-2 coming. Jarvis swings, gets a piece of it, fouling it off to the right side. Looked like he probably chased ball four there, well off the plate. Still able to make contact, though, and prolong the plate appearance. Next pitch is number 8 to the Marauders' new left fielder. A look back at second by Cumbie. Dixon breaks early. The pitch coming. Jarvis swings and pops it up towards shallow center. Second baseman Machado out. Center fielder Brown in. Loses his hat. Makes the catch with his sunglasses on, looking up into the afternoon sky. And the second out. Josiah Dixon
batting,
from second.
Number 6, Wyatt Hendry.
A good 8-pitch battle. Doesn't pan out in the Marauders' favor. And now Wyatt Hendry will bat with 2 outs and Dixon still on second. Cumbie is ready. A look back at second. Dixon inching farther off the bag. The pitch. Hendry tries to check his swing. Going after a pitch low. He could not hold up. Marauders up on the Blue Jays. 3-1. We're in the top of the 8th inning at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. Last time the Marauders will visit this park here in 2022. The set. Now the 0-1 pitch. Taken high by Hendry. 1-1. This is the place where the Marauders and Blue Jays open up their 2022 season. Bradenton lost opening night, April 8th. Won the next two. Came away with the series win. 1-1 pitch on its way. Hendry lays off a high fastball. Ball two. Marauders finished off a relatively strong month of April, but then really took a nosedive. Starting in the early part of May, series lost to Tampa. Really set them back quite a bit. 2-1 coming. Hendry looks at a knee-high strike two. Marauders and Blue Jays both beginning the second half with 1-1 records after splitting last night's doubleheader. Cumbie ready quickly with the count 2-2. Dixon breaks early for third. Cumbie notices way too late, and Dixon dives headlong into third with no throw. Josiah Dixon with a stolen base. He takes third as Trey Cumbie was completely unaware until it was far too late. Whitehander trying to bring him home. Dixon shuffles off third here. Cumbie not affected. Dirt, Dixon. Staggers a few steps off the bag, not going anywhere. So the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. A right-hander loosening for the Blue Jays in their bullpen. Here's the set. 3-2 from the southpaw. It is taken for strike 3 on a breaking ball, and the inning is over. But hold on a second. Hendry wants to challenge it. Let's see what we get. Call is upheld. Strike 3. And Josiah Dixon is indeed left stranded on third. We head to the bottom of the 8th. Marauders 3. Blue Jays 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
First pitch by Mitchell Miller in the bottom of the eighth inning for the Marauders is low for ball one. Desaun Brown, leadoff man at the plate. He was showing bunt on that pitch, pulled back in time. Miller delivers the 1-0 to Brown, shows bunt again. Good one down the first base side. Miller picks it up. The flip to first base. Not in time. Brown beats it out on a bang-bang play. Good effort there by Mitchell Miller, who got a nice quick toss away to Brennan Dixon, working around the runner going up the line. Now the Blue Jays will bring the potential tying run to the plate. Marauders are in search of a series win here this afternoon. Pickoff to first base. Brown dives in safely. Marauders have not experienced the joys of a series victory since late April into the 1st of May. They could change that all this afternoon. Miller sets the pitch to Adrian Pinto. Swung on, fought off, foul, first base side. Marauders missed out on an opportunity to cash in with the runner on third base in the top of the eighth. Left Josiah Dixon stranded. Mitchell Miller trying to keep the Blue Jays at bay here in the eighth. The 0-1 pitch. Pinto swings and lifts it down the right field line, headed toward the seats. No balls and two strikes on the scrappy right-handed hitter with a .370 on base percentage. 0-2 with a walk in this game. Miller with the 0-2 pitch. Pinto takes a backdoor breaker just off the plate away for ball one. Heck of an eye by Pinto. A lot of substitutions in this game. Pickoff to first base, and they almost got Desaun Brown. So moving into the on-deck circle here in place of Roque Salinas is Reiner Nunez. Scheduled day off today. Getting some pinch hit duties, though. The 1-2, Brown breaks for second pitch. High throw to second is not in time, and the ball dropped by Davies Nadal. And a runner into scoring position with nobody out for the Blue Jays. Nadal looks that ball into his glove. There's a good chance he makes that tag onto Brown in time to get him. Throw was right on the money from Wyatt Hendry. Second stolen base of the afternoon for Brown. He now has 8 on the season. 2-2 on Pinto. Mitchell Miller with that 2-2 pitch. Pinto swings and bounces to second. Nadal grabs it, moving far to his left. Throws to first in plenty of time for the first out. Up to third base on the play goes Brown. Big man to the plate now in the form of Reiner Nunez. Almost feeling like an old-style National League game here today. Lots of substitutions for both teams. Forgot to know, by the way, that Davies Nadal moves from third base to second base with the Major League rehabber Tucupita Marcano finishing for the day. And a newly into the game, Norquis Marcos takes over at third base. So Marcos will take over the leadoff spot when that comes around for the Marauders, which is soon. Here's the pitch to Nunez, the pinch hitter. That fastball just low from Miller. Just a two-run game here in Dunedin. The Marauders 3, Blue Jays 1. Dasan Brown on third base for the Jays. Miller with the 1-0. Nunez takes a fastball strike over the outside corner right at knee height. Excellently located. Kurt Miller not budging. His 1-1. Take in outside corner for strike two. Really locating that fastball brilliantly well today. Miller with a scoreless seventh inning. Trying to do the same here in the eighth. Here he comes with a 1-2. Nunez lays off a fastball up and away. Tense, close game here in Dunedin. Series finale between the Marauders and the Blue Jays. And Mitchell Miller has been called for a balk that brings Dasan Brown home. You can see it very clearly. Miller looking in for the signal. Quickly kind of twitched his shoulders from side to side. Looked like he was going to go into the set position, but then changed his mind. And so that was an easy call by the base umpire, Chad Westlake. Now a 3-2 ball game. 2-2 pitch coming. Breaking ball swung on, grounded up the mound, off the mound. Second baseman Nadal grabs it, throws to first in time to get Nunez for the second out.
Now batting, number 22, Adriel
Sotolongo, a man who has been clutched time and time again for the Blue Jays against Marauders pitching. 0-2, though, with a walk in this game. Bases are empty with two away. Marauders leading by just one now. The pitcher, Sotolongo, swing and a ball shot foul over toward Esteban Machado in the on-deck circle. Look out for those shins. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Marauders hanging on to a now diminished 3-2 lead. The 0-1 pitch, backdoor breaker, misses outside, ball one. Now the set by Miller, working quickly. The 1-1 pitch coming. It is a fastball swung on and missed for strike two. Actually looked like a breaking ball. Miller one strike away from setting down the Blue Jays in this inning. With that lead still intact, the Marauders would look to add on in the top of the ninth. Two on its way, up and away, nowhere close for ball two. Here's the 2-2 from Miller. Breaking ball swung on, popped up on the first base side. Dixon hustling over, runs out of room. The ball rattles in a couple of empty rows of seats. Sotolongo will see at least one more. Now Miller, the left-hander, ready. 2-2. Sotolongo swings and chops one foul. Mitchell Miller, third man out of the bullpen today for the Marauders, on his second inning in relief work today. 2-2 again is taken outside for ball three. You do not want to put the tying runner aboard here. Esteban Machado waiting on deck for the Blue Jays. Adriel Sotolongo walked his last plate appearance. The 3-2 from Miller is swung on and missed for strike three. He chased in the dirt. Tag applied by Hendry, and the inning is over. And the Marauders lead 3-2 as they look for insurance runs in the top of the ninth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lee Cobb Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Pride Dakota and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders 3, Blue Jays 2 here at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. Final game of a six-game set. Randy Romero leads off for the Marauders. He has new pitcher Nathaniel Perez. First pitch is a ball high to Romero. 0-for-1, a line out and a pair of walks today for Romero. Here comes the 1-0 from Perez, way outside for ball 2. This is not the same Nathaniel Perez that the Marauders faced in game 2 of the doubleheader last night. Again, for those who missed out on the memo, there are two men named Nathaniel Perez on this Blue Jays pitching staff. Both names spelled the exact same way. 2-0 pitch, outside corner for a strike. Nathaniel Perez. Both men right-hander. 2-1. Romero lays off a pitch low. The slightest of twitches there from Trey Ward. Almost tempted to call a strike. Count goes to 3-1 on Romero. Top of the order will follow for the Marauders. 3-1 pitch. Romero swings and chops it foul. Grabbed by Norquis Marcos on the bounce. He's waiting on deck. It will be his first plate appearance of the afternoon. A bevy of substitutions for both teams today. It's feeling like a retro National League game almost. Now the 3-2. Check swing, and Romero went around strike three. Trey Ward making the call himself. So here is Norquis Marcos, who assumes the leadoff duties in place of Tucapita Marcano. Rehabbing Pirates infielder joined the Marauders today. And in four plate appearances, went 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. So Norquis Marcos, in addition to taking over the leadoff spot, now playing third base as he takes the first pitch slider low and outside. Now the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a chopper toward third. Marcos sprinting up the first base line. This ball fielded foul by Del Rosario. With the Blue Jays offensively chipping away lately, it would really behoove the Marauders to stretch their lead here in this top of the ninth inning. Currently leading just 3-2. Marauders took a 3-0 lead in the top of the fifth. Loading the bases, then got a pass ball that scored a run. A throwing error on that same play scored another run. Sung-Che Cheng brought home the third run of the inning with an RBI triple to right field. Blue Jays got one run back in the sixth and one in the eighth. 1-1 pitch. Marcos takes a big breaking ball for strike two from Perez. From the first base end of the rubber, Perez winds, deals, breaking ball outside in the dirt, knocked down by Hernandez. Marcos working into the year with the bat for Norquis Marcos. Hitless in his last five games, 0-for-14 during that span, including six strikeouts. 2-2 from Perez. Marcos swings and bounces one to third, fielded cleanly by Del Rosario. Throw to first is on the money in time for the second out. Go, go, go.
Designated hitter, number 2, Jace Bowen.
Jace Bowen will try and help the Marauders stretch their lead. They have two outs here in the top of the ninth. First pitch to Bowen, misses low for ball one. Bases are empty with two outs. Marauders 3, Blue Jays 2. Here's the 1-0 from Perez. Bowen swings and it's a chopper to third. Del Rosario waits back on it. Chest high bounce. Throw to first is in time to get Bowen by a couple of steps. The inning is over. The Marauders can't add any insurance runs, so they'll head to the bottom of the ninth with a slim one-run lead in hand. Last chance for the Blue Jays with 5, 6, and 7 coming up in the order. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It is go time for the Marauders, leading the Blue Jays 3-2, heading to the bottom of the ninth inning, and here is Dante Mendoza on for the save opportunity. Had the opportunity to chat pregame with Mendoza a couple of days ago, and this man who has been working scrupulously on his command of his pitches, he's been succeeding in that area of his game, and that has led to his emergence as one of the top relievers in the Florida State League. Mendoza comes into this game with a 1.54 ERA, 1.07 whip, and opponents batting 152 against him. He faces 5, 6, and 7 in the Blue Jays order. Esteban Machado will lead off. 6'5", righty from California, kicks his leg and delivers to Machado. First pitch, a fastball for a high strike. Esteban Machado 0-3. In fact, the three men due up this inning for the Blue Jays, none of them have a hit yet. All of them 0-3. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Machado gets the 0-1. Fastball swung on, driven foul down the left field line. Mendoza successful each of his last two save opportunities. First two saves of his professional career. He has not allowed an earned run in nine of his last 10 appearances. Ahead 0-2. Here's the pitch to Machado. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. He chases in the dirt. Hendry picks up the ball and throws down to first to complete the strikeout. One away here in the ninth inning. Marauders are two outs away from their first series win since late April. Just two outs to go. Jaumer Hernandez bats next. He is 0-3. Marauders with a slim one-run lead here in the ninth inning. Mendoza trying to keep the bases empty. Mendoza kicks and deals to Hernandez. Big curveball drops in for a strike. Mendoza has also been working on a changeup lately, working on adding that to his arsenal. Used it a couple of times in Fort Myers, was reasonably pleased with the results. Continues to be a work in progress. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Fastball in on the hands, almost grazes Hernandez. Misses for ball one. Here's the set by the big righty. 1-1 coming. Curveball, low and outside, not a bad spot, but he couldn't get Hernandez to chase. Hernandez, a pretty disciplined hitter. On the season, a .389 on base percentage for Jomer Hernandez. Mendoza's 2-1 pitch, a fastball low for ball three. No shortage of tense and close situations in this game. Marauders once led 3-0. The Blue Jays got a run back in the sixth and in the eighth. Now the 3-1 from Mendoza. Fastball swung on, bounced up the middle. Shortstop Chang to his glove side. It gets on by him. He picks it up in shallow center. And a throw to first base behind the runner. Almost an ill-advised throw there. That'll be ruled an infield single for Jomer Hernandez. And there is the tying run aboard for the Blue Jays.
Shortstop number 11,
Raquelbin De Castro will bat next. Runner on first, one away. Mendoza deals to DeCastro. That pitch is a fastball just inside for ball one. Mendoza last pitched on Wednesday. Got the save in that game, a 4-2. Popped up towards shortstop. Third baseman Marcos calls off Chang, and Marcos makes the two-handed catch. There are two gone here in the ninth inning. One out to go, but here comes a man who has done plenty of damage this week, Glenn Santiago. He had a two-run homer last night that helped put the game out of reach for Dunedin. Here, though, he represents the last hope for the Blue Jays. Marauders leading 3-2 here in the ninth. Tying run on first, and Jomer Hernandez. Righty-on-righty matchup. Mendoza sets. Here's the pitch to Santiago. A big breaking ball misses low. One out to go for a series win for the Marauders, something they have not savored in a long time. The 1-0 pitch coming. Breaking ball swung on and missed for strike one. Santiago stepping out of the batter's box, readjusting the Velcro on those blue batting gloves. Mendoza trying to finish the deal here in the ninth inning. Here is his 1-1 pitch inside to Santiago for ball two. Santiago digs back in. His toes almost touching that chalk line right near home plate. Awaiting the 2-1. Here it is for Mendoza. Fastball swung on, jam shot. Softly lined down the right field line. Foul. One more strike to go. First baseman Brendan Dixon chasing that foul ball down off the field. Now flips it over the net to a mostly empty seating bowl now on this warm and sunny afternoon. Two balls, two strikes on Glenn Santiago. Santiago calls time, steps out again, trying to throw Mendoza out of his rhythm. Marauders righty with one more strike to go to finish this thing off. Here's the set. And the pitch coming, it is swung on and missed, strike three. The ball game is over, and so is the Marauders' drought of series victories. A 3-2 Marauders win, Larry's victory, and the Marauders with a heave of a sigh of relief. What a moment as the Marauders are finally able to go home with another series win. 4-2 over the Dunedin Blue Jays, and Dante Mendoza locks down his third consecutive save. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show comes your way. Don't miss it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next. Welcome back to TD Ballpark, where the Marauders have just hung on for a 3-2 win over the Dunedin Blue Jays, and the Marauders, as a result, claim their first series win since late April, coincidentally against this very same team. Here's how this game went. After neither team scored through the first four full innings, the Marauders got going in the top of the fifth. A one-out infield single by Wyatt Hendry got it to the third baseman for the second out of the inning. Tucapita Marcano, on rehab assignment with the Marauders, worked a walk, and Jace Bowen was hit by a pitch to load the bases. We then saw a passed ball committed by the Blue Jays catcher Jomar Hernandez that scored one run. On that same play, Hernandez with a wild throw to the pitcher covering home plate, and that allowed Marcano to also score on that play. 2-0 Marauders. Up to third base on that play went Jace Bowen. He scored immediately when the following batter, Sung Che Chang, lifted an RBI triple all the way to the right field wall. That made it 3-0 Bradenton. That lead would gradually dwindle, however. Blue Jays got a run back in the bottom of the sixth on a sac fly to center field by Roque Salinas. And in the bottom of the eighth inning, they got another run closer. Dasan Brown reached on a bunt single, stole second, advanced to third on a ground out, and then scored on a balk by Mitchell Miller. The Marauders hung on, though, as Dante Mendoza tossed a scoreless ninth inning. Jomar Hernandez with a one-out infield single up the middle, but Mendoza recovers to get a pop-out and then a game-ending strikeout swinging, and the Marauders win it. Here are the happy totals in this game. For the Marauders, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, 8 men left on base. And for the Blue Jays, 2 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors, and 6 men left on base. The winning pitcher in his single-A debut, left-hander Yoelvis Reyes for the Marauders. The loss goes to Wilgenis Alvarado, who gave up all 3 Marauders runs in relief for the Blue Jays in the fifth inning. He drops to 3-3. Dante Mendoza picks up his 3rd save of his career. Time of game, 2 hours and 31 minutes, in front of a crowd of 182 here at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. With their win, the Marauders again take the series victory home. They also improve to 2-1 with their second half record. And with their loss, the Blue Jays drop to 1-2 in the second half. and they lose a third consecutive series. We'll step aside again. When we come back, we'll name our Marauders player of the game and give you a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger, and a nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Marauders postgame show. It's time to name our Marauders player of the game. And today, those honors go to left-hander Luis Peralta. Peralta, after a bit of a rocky start, gave up a leadoff single in the first inning, followed by a walk. He then righted himself and then proceeded to retire the final nine men that he faced, able to turn in three scoreless innings of work in his first start back since returning from the development list, and that set the tone nicely for the Marauders, who went on to retire 15 straight batters in a row from that first inning into the fifth inning. So today's Marauders player of the game, left-hander Luis Peralta, fresh off the development list, back into the starting rotation. Well, that's a wrap here on the road series here in Dunedin. The Marauders will open up a series at home on Tuesday night against the Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. The Tarpons finished in the cellar of the West Division in the first half of the season, but the slate has been wiped clean, a new start for everyone, and the Marauders will knock heads with the Tarpons beginning on Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. in Leacom Park. We hope to see you there. Lots of fun ahead on the homestand, and we'll have a release coming out on Tuesday with plenty more information. As always, you can find more information also on the Marauders website, BradentonMarauders.com. Well, that'll do it for us here today at TD Ballpark. Once again, the final score, the Marauders 3 and the Blue Jays 2. The Marauders come away with a 4-2 series win. We'll see you on Tuesday. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good afternoon from TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.